It's 11 somewhere.
Let's have a word this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special season of the year. We thank you for Blue Santa. We ask you to bless those kids as they come to receive those gifts. We ask your blessings over our county employees, God, that they have a great Christmas. But we remember most of all that you gave the greatest gift of all, your only begotten Son. That, Lord, we come to know you as our Lord and Savior. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Thanks everyone for coming out this morning. The nice, brisk, cold morning inside the building and out apparently still. So we will start with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes and, as usual, unless it is a factual statement about something that's on the agenda, we cannot respond back to that. All right. Anyone from the audience wishes to address the court at this point? All right. Commissioner?
Yeah. Big congratulations to West Orange Star for making it to the state championship game. I might note that they may have the finest offensive coordinator in the land. But I might
I
be a little
wonder
biased.
Why that would
I
be.
I might be a little biased on that, but he's pretty darn good. Kids showed a lot of heart, and they seem to keep getting better each week. So kudos to them and good luck to them. Even to our neighbors to the north, Newton County. I know one former employee we had might be a little favoritism. And you might have a friend that likes Newton County. I don't know.
I may have a friend that likes Newton County.
But I like West Orange Star better. So good luck to them.
All right.
Well, second what Commissioner Trahan said, and I would like to very much commend our community. There are so many Christmas events going on. I can't imagine how many volunteers, what the number of volunteers are that are putting on all these parades and all these events, and just showcases how great our community is. So I'd like to thank all of them for that.
Absolutely. Other than that, I'm just sad. You know, the Cowboys are out. The Longhorns are out. The Aggies are in. The Texans are coming on.
Ditto. Well, yeah, it is, and it's a great season. And I will say, me and the family took we went to the lights at Shangri-La the other night. I mean, we are so fortunate to have stuff like that in our community that we get to enjoy and see. And so that was a great time to get to go see that. And I know that a lot of people go through that. But you're right, Commissioner. There's just so many good events going on this time of year. You just can't. A lot of happiness and a lot of stuff good going on, which we like to see.
Too many for us to make all.
Exactly. And we did have, I was going to talk about our Julie Rogers program that they come in and do. They sent us a letter. You know, she always comes in and presents, and she still may come in and present this, but they did send us a letter. You know, we do that program here. We support that in Orange County, and it's the Gift of Life program. And so we had, I just want to tell you that she had 234 men got screened in Orange County, and that 16 had elevated PSAs. You know, they had some that had high A1Cs. But then through all that, they did just have two people that they found that had early cancer diagnosis, which is what this is all about, so that they can get treated and done early. And I just want to talk about that because that program is great. She does a lot through that Julie Rogers program through the entire Southeast Texas. And we're glad to have that and just want to make sure that, because she comes and presents that every year when they start that program. And it's just great to have that for people that that need that and do that. So anyway, just wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit. So thank you. And we will move on to item number two, which is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending November 30th, 2025, and recording in the minutes of the court a approval of investments in the amount of $129,822.74, b, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $292,263.73, c, treasurer's report of revenues received and disbursed in accordance with the local government code 114.026, an affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing, and d, pledged security collateral for a total of $28,878,242.55. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $22,278,469.30. And First Financial Bank, $6,599,773.25. And anything else you would like to add to that, Ms. Christie?
No, sir.
All right.
So moved.
Motion by one.
Second.
Second by three. Any further discussion?
I would like to make a note of the balances at Wells Fargo and First Financial. It wasn't too many years ago. Some of y'all might have been serving here. I wasn't here yet. That number was drastically lower, almost non-existent. So thank y'all for what y'all have done.
All right. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Two pages, as a matter of fact. While they're signing, I'll go ahead and read the second one. So, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of court a direct deposit from the State Comptroller of Public Accounts in the amount of $723,325.21. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of October 2025 and have been credited to the General Operating Fund. Any motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ma'am? Two. Two made the motion. One second.
Those numbers seem to be holding steady from last year.
Yeah, two pages, by the way. Yes. She's a little bit up still, which is great. Four, discussion and possible action regarding payment of December 16th, 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. I'm not going to read all of those. Take a minute or two. So, if y'all would like to read over those before we pass it on to Ms. Penny,
like
if you have any
read.
Questions, I know you like hearing me read, but it's a lot of numbers. You know, scramble that all up before it's over with. But if you have any questions about any of those specific items, if not, then we'll...
Commissioner, how's that Kyron project coming?
It's not right now. They started...
I withdraw my question.
Yeah, they started started out good. We got some of the problems resolved, but then the crews have been absent for here a little bit, so we're having a meeting tomorrow to make sure we stay on focus. So it is moving along. It's not as fast as I'd like it.
Okay. All right, any other questions on any of those? If not, Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $496,302.51. Road and bridge, $76,310.72. Mosquito control, $777.39. Adult probation, $18,017.11. Airport, $1,585.14. Consolidated accounts, $6,068.70. ARPA, $165,506.15. For a total payment of $764,567.72.
right. Motion by three.
Second.
Second by one.
Yeah, flip
coin. All right. And any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding setting and posting of park hours for Bluebird Park. Mr. Trahan?
Yes, sir. We've had a few incidents out there at the park after dark, and really there's nothing to do in the park after dark except for launch or trailer your boat. So what I'd like to do is close the park from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., with the exception of those either launching or trailering their boats.
Right. So
what are those hours again?
6 p.m. to 6 a.m. the park will be closed.
What do you do in the summer when it's daylight past 6?
Yeah, when it's daylight to 8, you want to set a different...
Like Claiborne, we have to do different hours in the summertime.
We may have to change it when the time changes. I think we'll be good for now.
Well, I would put that in now, since we're making that as a going to be a policy. I would put that in there.
We could go dusk and dawn, but that's... I don't know how...
What if you did, like, summertime hours and wintertime hours?
We could do something like that.
Yeah, like wintertime, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., and then your summertime hours be 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. That at least gets you...
Putting a gate up?
No, we can't put a gate up because there is a private business there that currently is closed but could reopen. matter of fact, went out there yesterday and a guy was dumping little roll-off trailers in the middle of our park. I told him he had to get out of the park. So there's just a lot of issues. We've got cameras out there to help keep an eye on some of that stuff now. From the donuts to almost burning down the dock and a few other instances.
The dock's been burnt twice now.
Yeah, no, I think twice. So we've got to get a control on this, and I think closing the park after dark is one of the ways we can do that. So, Counselor, do you have any ideas?
Well, I'm just going to say in order for it to be legally enforceable, you're going to have specific times.
That's what I thought.
And if you're going to, like, we can't just say winter and summer, you're going to need to give specific dates. It's going to have to be very clear in order to be enforceable. So,
let's do 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. now. And let me talk to Denisha about how we might word that and what dates we might use for the future.
Can we do like daylight savings time and then standard time instead of winter and summer?
That would be good.
Because that's the set period.
So that's November 1st through March.
I don't know, whatever it is. Well, we can set, on the calendar.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know why we couldn't just set it 6 to 8 all the time. That's only, even in this time of year, it's only a couple hours so it's going to get dark. So, most of the stuff that's happening out there, Commissioner, unless you know differently, is generally late at night, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, so
I think if we were to set it at 6 to 8 or 6 to 9, because in the summertime, it don't get dark till 8:30.
Yeah.
Have you noticed whether or not we have very many duck hunters launching out of there?
Not a lot. The two people we have launched out of there is two commercial enterprises. We have Dragon Lady does her airboat tours.
But if they're launching, they can go anytime.
Yeah, they can launch anytime. Yeah.
And then Eli's doing his thing. And there's a few.
So this doesn't affect the launch then?
Doesn't affect the launch.
My concern. The park is closed.
Yeah.
But not the launch.
Yeah. So I can go with 6 to 8, and we'll see how that works if we need to make an adjustment. So 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. And then if that doesn't work, we can make an adjustment later. I'm fine with that.
Okay. So for now, closed from 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. Other
or
than
6 a.m.
The other way. 6 a.m. to
8 p.m. It's closed from 8 p.m.
Closed from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
That's right.
Other than for launching boats.
Launching and trailering boats.
Can't be barbecuing on the dock at midnight.
Effective when?
We can start January 1st, I think. Or do you want to start? Denisha, when do you want to start?
Now.
Now?
Well, we have to have time to post it. Right.
So let's start.
Get the signs made.
Let's start
I'd start this week.
Yeah, start Friday. Friday
evening.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Friday.
This Friday at
8
p.m.
The 19th. Christmas New Year.
And are you going to have Road and Bridge create some signs?
Yes. And a question I have for you, would that be considered trespassing after 8 p.m. if they're not doing either? How are we going to word that?
So here's what we'll do. We'll go ahead and put into effect the actual hours, but we're going to need to draw up a written policy that I will ask the court to approve at the next court session that will contain the legal enforcement mechanisms.
Okay. So I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
To start this Friday at 8 p.m., Bluebird Park will be closed from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. with the exception of those individuals either launching or trailering their boats.
Would this be a trespassing misdemeanor offense?
Well, I think legal counsel will decide that as we move forward.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that when we pass the written, so these will be the hours, but the written enforcement will be in place at the next commissioner court meeting. We'll have a written policy.
The law enforcement can go in there and ask them to leave and get them off the property. And have a reason to question said individuals.
And this is 100% because of some citizens that are not using the park correctly, abusing it, doing a lot of things that they shouldn't be doing. I better stop.
In the last 3 years, we probably spent over $500,000 at this park. So we've got a pretty good investment in that park. A big part of that's thanks to Sabine River Authority. They were a big donator to that. So. But we've redone the parking lot. We fixed up some pavilions, added pavilions, brought in some concrete tables, put in a playground. We're fixing to cover the playground. So we spent a lot of money out here to make that a better park for everyone. But you have a few individuals that are causing some issues out there. So.
Okay. So I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number six, discussion and possible action regarding placement of handicap access at all pod locations. Mr. Kirk, you up. Don't leave.
He's right out the back door.
He doesn't trust. I don't think he trusts the sheriff and chief.
No, he didn't want to walk in front of the sheriff and chief.
That's what it was.
I didn't want to walk in front of him. He might have broke out his handcuffs real quick, you know. I don't know.
What are you worried about, Kirk?
Well, you know.
Guilty conscience.
I haven't always been a maintenance person.
Hey, I told you those cameras were going to get you in trouble.
I know it.
That's it.
It's bad.
All right,
Judge, Commissioners, let's discuss the four pod buildings on the accessibility for ADA for when we have voting.
Okay.
A suggestion was made as far as taking the pad that we have at all four locations and using it as a handicap parking side. Facing, they're not all facing the same direction, but where it wouldn't face the building, so we wouldn't have to put any bollards or corner stops to keep people from hitting buildings.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to put one van accessible parking spot. Mm-hmm. That would be about 20 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
It would be marked on the cement. We'd have to put a sign by law, 5 foot from the bottom of the sign, in front of the actual spot. Other than that, we don't have to put anything else up.
And we'd have to put a door on that side, an actual walk door, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be correct.
I think that's the best location for it. You and Don have already talked
We went inside the building to look around to see what... there's some conduit and electrical running on that one wall in question. It wouldn't be in the way.
Okay.
So all of them are designed where there's... We don't have to take nothing out.
And y'all got your new layout would be already in mind how you would do that because we'd be coming in from the other side of the building. I think that's the best thing to do on that side. And you're going to...
I just needed some direction from the court. That way I could figure out what I needed to do as far as material-wise and if we were going to order doors and put doors in on the side of the building or not.
I think what we have... Well, you just about have to have a door on that side.
Well, I know, but I didn't know if everybody was in communication about, hey, yeah, I want to put a door in my building there.
We were not, because that would be wrong.
Do what?
We can't communicate about it till here.
I know. Well, I could going to talk with y'all individually.
Yeah. So I think that, I'm good with that being on. I think that's the best place to put it on that side. That eliminates from having to pour in concrete on the other side where the door's at. I mean,
it works good,
and it's
too.
A lot
I can't
more parking.
Speak to the rest of them.
The only thing that I'm concerned with is that you mentioned putting some parking bollards up against there so that people don't. I mean, we need at least some kind of stuff on that because people are going to be pulling up against that building now.
Well, no. Not the direction they're going.
Yeah, we're gonna change the So, like, this would be the building right here. We'd make them park, come in this way. That way they're not parking in front of the building whatsoever.
So,
okay.
They would just park. If they go past the parking spot, they're just going to drive in the gravel.
Okay.
That way you don't damage anything.
So, Kurt, my concern is the sign in front of this spot. Okay. How are we going to put a sign up the way it's located? Because it's going to be on that big. You're talking about where the 18-wheelers are going to park?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So I guess we're going to put a sign that can be movable?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We can do that.
All right.
Because the building's not. It, depending on what the court decides in the future on the how the buildings are going to be utilized, mm-hmm. depending on whether or not what we do as far as park.
Yeah.
But for right now, to keep everything in ADA compliance, we would have to do it this way to put a door on that pad.
Yep.
Can we use a weighted sign so that we're not poking a hole in the middle of that?
Well, we can put a sleeve in the ground where we can just
move it, pull it
yeah,
in
move
out.
The sign.
Okay.
That way it's not always there.
It won't affect my future office. Pickleball court.
Well, they might need a place
you
to
know
park.
What I mean?
You know?
Pickleball's the
if
thing.
You look at, you know? If you look at picture number 44.
I'll be sure and send the court some
were a
more
few
pictures
on
that.
Give a man a drone and a camera.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to get
nobody's
some pictures.
Safe.
You're going to get some pictures.
I had to buy some more cloud.
All right, so we're good with that. We're good with that. That's the location. Is that all you need? And I don't think we need to take an action on that as far as other than say that we're.
Well, we I think in the last court we come to a conclusion that we are going to cut the opening
mm-hmm.
for the where the restrooms are.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to close in that wall where the hallway is to go to the restrooms and put a wall there.
Mm-hmm.
That way the kitchen is by itself.
So, yeah, I'm with that.
So we're good with that. We're
yes,
going to start with the. Commissioner Trahan's building, since we're over there building the room right now, so we're going to do that cutout first.
He's getting to move back up to being first again because
yes.
you know his
not
build
really,
was the last
not
one.
Really,
yeah.
He is.
But
it makes y'all feel good, so go ahead. It makes y'all feel good. Go ahead.
All right.
So we're going to do that. We'll get the parking.
Yeah.
And Commissioner said something in question about if we wanted to put any kind of security cameras out there until we see what's going to happen on the grant.
Mm-hmm.
For the camera systems for the buildings?
Yep.
Would that be something the court would want me to go ahead and implement or not?
I think so. It won for sure because it's out there kind of by its ears, it is too.
Yeah, they're all by their shelf.
Well, and the thing about these cameras is they're totally autonomous. I mean, so that we can move them anywhere we want to. They're not wired in. They're cellular. So we can – and they run off of solar power. So we can relocate them to another place. If we get more advanced cameras there down the road, we can relocate these cameras to another location.
Well, the one at Precinct 2, Thursday night at the tree lighting, I had a parking issue. I had to go back there, and it's really dark. We probably could use a security light on the light pole out there by it.
I think the judge had said something to me about that also. I think Johnny did, too, as far as the one at his.
Yours
so
is all
to,
lit up.
Yeah, he's got all them highway lights
yeah,
out there.
Did they ever turn those on?
But, damn, but I'm talking about his building lights.
No,
are
not yet.
We got the pack lights on the side. Whenever energy comes in and hooks up our sign, at that time, I think what I'd like to do is get a light
just
at the highway to aim back at the building, because if we aim it toward the highway,
light,
it's
yeah.
harder to see because all the glare. So I really want that light to aim back toward the building when we get our sign hooked up.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I got my path of direction.
There you go. All right.
And I know
I
Donna
any...
wants all this done before February 17th.
Donna has a question.
Yeah, my question is,
they're ready pretty much now, aren't they?
Yeah, the buildings are.
With the new door, that's the question. How?
I don't know. I will have to order the doors and see what my lead time is on the doors.
When you say order the doors, are you talking about putting the doors in it like they're in it now?
Yes,
or are you
sir.
Talking about getting metal building doors from a local supplier that are on the shelf that you could pick up today if you wanted to and cut them in?
I don't know who has that on shelf.
Mueller or Metal Depot both have those kind of – have a door that you can cut in, field install, field locate.
And, Kurt, I would think –
36-inch door install? Okay.
3070 doors. It comes self-framing.
I'll check with them when I get back to the office.
I would think that our fantastic maintenance guy we have can get that done in time.
If you
better not sit back there by him. I heard they got their scissors.
Listen, Kurt, I think
indigestion.
So, Kurt,
we might want to call 911.
Here's Kurt. I don't think you need to do any more maintenance at the jail until you get these doors put in. Is that?
Sheriff, you all right back there, Mom?
I thought that I heard that he had fixed that leaking problem. Raincoat? He gave you a raincoat.
He put a bucket under it.
And brought him a trash bag
gave
for a raincoat.
You a raincoat. I thought it was handled. Good deer. All right. You may want to go back out that door again.
I have to sit up here.
All right. I don't think there was any action necessary on that item. Just needs clarification. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Thank you for sitting up here.
Yes. hang on.
And Kurt, that is a lot of good work. We pick at you a lot, but a lot of good work, and we appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right, now, before everybody stays at number 7, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning the commissioner's court. So I have a motion by 4. Who was my second? Everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Just pick one.
I'm going to give 3 this chance, and then we'll go any further discussion on adjourning. We can stay and kind of talk a little bit. All right, if no further action, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 10:26.
Patrick may need to bring the camera. We're on better.
All right, let's be on.